This next song is appropriate both for the topic that we are covering today and for the event that we just celebrated. Well, it's March. Comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. This is an old phrase that describes what often happens weather-wise in March. But to me, it never made a whole heck of a lot of sense, given how much the temperature tends to fluctuate during the month, and especially how April can end up being such a bear. So I'm content to let the meteorologists sermonize on this. There is a reference in Isaiah that most people get wrong. They think that the passage reads that the lion shall lie down with the lamb, but really there's no such message, no passage. And if you look it up, you'll come to learn that the way the passage actually reads, it pairs the lamb with the wolf. The leopard gets the goat, and the lion is teamed up with the fatted calf. But I want to share the actual passage with you today because of the last line of the verse, which is so, so profound. And the passage reads like this. Then the wolf will be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. This is a reading that speaks of harmony in the world. This passage is talking about the peace of the kingdom of God and how appropriate that today's daily word is world peace. This scripture touches upon the oneness that we share but have yet to come to realize. Were there to be a 21st century inclusion, maybe it would say something like, Democrats and Republicans shall respect one another and toast one another. This passage from Isaiah goes back about 2,500 years. And it's still very much the case that the wolf would devour the lamb, the leopard would eat the kid, and the lion would make a meal out of the calf. As for Republicans and Democrats, nothing needs to be said. But see, This is what makes the kingdom. Despite the fact that it's right in front of us, despite the fact that it surrounds us all the time, it's what makes the kingdom so darn elusive. What goes on in the world, what we see in the world, just has a tendency to make us so cynical. All of the conflict and pain and turmoil blind us to what's in front of us, what surrounds us, the whole time, all of the time. More significantly, it blinds us to what lies within us the whole time. We might look at the world and say, see what's going on? It's been going on for 10,000 years. It's never going to change. There just ain't no sense in trying. But when we come to that conclusion, or even move in that direction just a little bit, what we really are discouraged by is what we see and feel when we look within. It's tough to feel encouraged about believing in the world and trying to change it if, when we look at ourselves, we have a hard time believing in ourselves, because so often we have bought into the measuring sticks that the world uses, and we're not looking at what really counts. When we give up on the world, what we really are giving up on is ourselves. Separation, apartness, discrimination, distinctions, differences, distance. These are the lens that we tend to wear when we are looking at the world around us. And I remember when we were kids and we tried to get somebody to do something and they were afraid to, we would say, what are you, a man or a mouse? And then some kids caught on and got clever and said, I'll let you know in a minute, but first pass the cheese. We see lions and lambs as polarized opposites, creatures with respect to each other that can never be in peace. It's hard to picture them getting along, let alone being in harmony, working together. But the message I suggest to you this morning is this. You are not one or the other. You are both. And the prophecy that Isaiah shares can only fully come to pass as you and I allow it to happen within ourselves by following the lead of the little child within. I want to share with you a couple stories. Throughout his entire life, my dad was very much a lamb. He was so gentle, caring, and loving of everyone. Being there for others, for him, never, ever was a case of feeling inconvenienced or put out. But I wish to share two occasions when the lamb became a lion. And one time there was a major street fight right on the street where we lived. And this involved, I don't know, guys that were probably around 18, 19 years old. And there was one cluster in which five or six guys had somebody pinned on the ground and were just pounding away on him. And for some reason, my father thought that the boy on the ground was my brother. And like a cat, my dad jumped on the roof of the car next to where this was all happening, and he roared like a lion. He was screaming profanities that cannot be shared here, and he yelled at them to get off, or he was going to actually leap into the pile. I have no doubt that he would have done so, but he didn't have to. In amazement, those young men, those teenagers stopped and stepped back. And the funny part, it wasn't even my brother on the bottom of the pile. On another, more humorous occasion, one night my father got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And to do this, he had to pass through the kitchen. Dad never turned on the lights because he was very cheap electronically. And outside our kitchen window was a fire escape with a landing about 2 feet by 5 feet. My father saw movement on the fire escape and thought that someone was trying to break into the house. He quickly ran and grabbed a baseball bat. And again, he started screaming, daring the person outside that window to come in. He woke us all up, and my mother rushed into the kitchen and asked what the heck was going on. And when my father told her, "There's somebody trying to get into the house, look," she said, "Oh, for God's sake, there's nobody there. Those are the clothes I hung on the line on the fire escape to dry." It took Dad quite a while to live that one down. I think even the dog was laughing. Our way shower, Jesus, often has been called, given the title of the Lamb of God and also the title of the Prince of Peace. And from the Gospels, it's so easy to picture him as gentle, caring, loving, compassionate, because this is what he was, very lamb-like. And yet, in the Gospel of Matthew, he tells us, "Do not assume that I have come here to bring peace to the world. I didn't come to bring peace, but the sword. I will turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." And remember when he went ballistic, turning over the tables in the temple. So which one was he? Was he a lion or was he a lamb? And the truth is, he was both lion and lamb working in harmony. Sometimes you'll hear people talk of others using words like, "He has a real mean streak in him," or "He has a real angry side to him," or something like, "When push comes to shove, you can't rely on him," or "You can't rely on her." And all of these phrases and others like them are tiny boxes that people try to put us in. And the worst part is, we climb in and we dwell there. We cannot call on the lion and the lamb within us because there's only room in the box for one. A couple of years ago, I met and had a conversation with a very, very intelligent man. Upon hearing that I was a minister and sharing that I had voted for Clinton, he insisted on labeling me a Democrat. And I so reacted that I had all I could do to refrain from labeling him as something. A large part of our celebration today that we all just witnessed focused on the recognition and the award that Mary received. And you want to know why it was so important for us to do it. The obvious first reason is that given her dedication and her commitment over the years, that she is just so deserving. But much more important than that, her ministry is about what we've just been talking about in this talk. Mary, working with her team of sponsors, by the way, who also deserve credit over the years, has instilled in our children all of the valued characteristics of the Lamb. Because there is a value in gentleness and kindness and compassion, meekness, and of course, love. The lessons that are planned do not stop at trying to make this point with our children intellectually, but also to make this happen for them experientially. In other words, it becomes tangible. It becomes real for our children. And at the same time, this is balanced by calling forth the lion in our children. Lions are symbols of royalty. And by interacting with the children, the message is sent that they are beloved divine children of God. A spiritual reality, a spiritual royalty that dwells within them. And they are invited and sometimes challenged to claim that inheritance and develop a sense of really significant self-confidence and courage. We've witnessed them in our services at times and how they just have stepped forth and indicated how they've adopted what's been shared with them over time. And as for Mary herself, how easy is it to look at her and see the gentleness, kindness, compassion, and love? But don't make any mistake about it. She also brings forth the strength and courage and resolve of a lioness when the time is right and it's the right thing to do. She protects her cubs. The various children's programs may take place in different parts of our church when we're not involved in the pandemic, or on different Zoom segments when we are involved in this pandemic, but our children are not separate and apart from the adults. What our children experience affects all of us. And as we, as adults, grow and move along our spiritual paths, it blesses, enriches, and affects our children. If we compartmentalize things, we just perpetuate the myth that lions and lambs are incompatible. Do you remember the passage I shared from Isaiah? That last line, "And a little child will lead them." Our children are invited, as they are ready, to use their inherent gifts to bring harmony and peace and joy and acceptance and love to the world. First, by recognizing it and appreciating it in themselves. We all have in us the gentleness and the sweetness of the lamb. And if and when there is any part of us that may ever get lost, we also have within us the good shepherd that will seek the part of us that's hurting and nurture it until it is healed. But we have to be able to see it and not bury it. At the same time, we are the lion. And like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz, we have the courage within us the whole time, all the time. And these two sides of us are not mutually exclusive. They are compatible, and only by embracing both can we come to know our wholeness and bring harmony first to ourselves, a sense of peace first to ourselves, a sense of confidence first to ourselves, and then to the world, even if that happens ever so gradually. We can be gentle and roar and make an incredible difference, touching the lives of so many people that we come into contact with day in and day out. We just don't have any appreciation for how we touch one another. And a little child shall lead them. Just like the lion and the lamb, that little child continues to dwell within you. He or she hasn't gone away. He and she hasn't grown old. So this morning, I just invite you, take him or her out of storage. See the world. See yourself with a sense of awe and wonder and possibilities. This is March. This is the month of lions and lambs. What better time to let the lion in you purr and the lamb in you roar? And now I invite you to take whatever thoughts you have into prayer and meditation with me.